Okay.
Yeah, I think we should just do our own podcast or something.
Honestly, I'd be so effing down.
Yeah, I would be too.
How fucking amazing would that be?
That'd be dope, actually. Let's do our own podcast.
Seriously? Why not?
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Podcast.
Once a week or for hot, like, what's the, how do we do it?
I honestly think we should do once a week. Let's okay. fucking do it, yo. Like,
have people send in
why can't I find 32? I can find 30 minutes in the week to do a podcast. I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, I'm fucking down too. Okay.
That will literally keep my summer woke and like fun. We'll just talk about like really hot topics.
Okay. So relationships. All right, wait. Relationships.
We gotta figure out a name though. What'd you call me? El Money?
El Money.
Is that my name? El yeah, Money? I like that.
And I'm Rami Salami.
Yeah.
Relationships, family, marriage.
Religion? Eh. Yeah, religion.
Religion.
Culture.
Culture. Racism.
Yeah. And
history. Politics. Career. Yo, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, so. Just like good stuff.
Good stuff.
We need to find a name though. We need to figure out a name.
We'll figure out the name later. The name will come to us naturally, I feel.
Okay, so just do the podcast, continue doing it until the name comes.
How much has it stopped?
It's fine. All right, just press record again and then.
It's recording. Oh god, that's so sad.
Oh my god. Yeah, we can't recreate that conversation, can we? I'm so upset.
Do you
want to
try it?
Yeah. That was so. Oh my god, I'm so mad. I just went through, like, literally, like, my
your whole life.
Yeah, I just went through everything.
Dude.
Okay. Guys, we're... wait, what happened to the thing now? Now this shit is not on. What's going on? We're having technical difficulties. What's going on?
Hey, it's not a Muslim event until there's technical difficulties.
Yo, guys. Honestly, though.
Ever.
Now, yeah, now it's like...
Now
yeah.
you want to record, huh?
Itch.
You want to record now.
Itch,
okay.
Yes. Okay, so, I mean...
We'll figure a name out.
Alright, should I just, like, recap, like, what I said?
Yeah, if you want to.
I guess I should, right? Like,
yeah.
We had a really good conversation, you know?
That was good. That was good content.
Yeah, and... Oh, well, you know what? Fuck it. No, it wasn't meant to be. So, the next topic I wanted to talk about was, like... Now it's recording?
Now it's recording.
Okay, alright.
Okay, what was...
Not even water.
Not even water!
Do you want to pull up a chair?
No, I'm going to stand up.
Okay.
Okay, wait. I want to see this.
What are you
Why?
Doing?
Oh. I'm going to see your thing. I didn't vote.
Okay.
Is it an issue if your partner doesn't text you constantly?
Answer the way. Okay, so everyone. I asked this.
I've had an argument with someone about this, actually.
I know, and we're going to both say our perspective. So.
Okay, I want to hear.
The question is it an issue if your partner doesn't text you constantly? And I had. Like, 40 people say no, and 10 people say yes so far. And I know that's all a lie. Everyone who said no is definitely lying. Because so many people, like, texting is so annoying. Like, this is such a first world 2018 problem, to be honest. But it's so frustrating to me because I feel like my love language, like, the way I value, like, appreciation and acknowledgement is not through validation through text messaging. So, like, when I'm with someone who does need that, it's, like, very frustrating because I literally have to text them all the time. And it's, like, we're not even talking about anything. They just want to see my name pop up on the phone, and it's,
so, like...
So, like,
you're saying it's an issue that people need to be texting?
It's not an issue for me. I've experienced...
like, so you're saying...
Issues have sprouted from texting for me.
Yeah, that's what I think I'm going with, too, right? Isn't that what I chose?
Well... No, it's not a problem. It's not an issue. For me, for me personally, it's not an issue.
That's what you're,
like,
okay.
My partner does not have to text me constantly for me to feel validated. Because I think that's what it comes down to. I think it comes down to validation.
No, that's what I meant yes. Because I know people who think that they have to constantly, but for me, I'm not that type of person.
No, that's what I'm saying. So you answer correctly. You're good.
So I don't think it's an issue?
You don't think it's an issue.
If they don't text constantly?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think it's an issue. You don't have to text constantly.
That's what I'm saying.
But you are saying yes or no.
No, I'm saying no. I don't.
Okay.
But I'm saying that there's people out there who need it. And I think that's an issue. But that's not my life. I can only speak
for
myself.
Why do you think people are so... Because I had an argument with someone about this, like, not too long ago. They were saying, like, if you don't text them constantly, then it's not like
that you don't care. That you don't
care.
Yeah,
but
and
I don't
it's
think
like,
that's how you
what are you
care.
Talking about? We just went out to dinner. I just
like,
told you I loved you. I said all this stuff. It doesn't mean anything.
It seems a little possessive though, too.
The texting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just I don't know. I'm a terrible. Look at my phone. Like my phone's the worst. Like you don't even know. Okay, it's better now. 87 is better. But like I can't keep up. And so like even if you're like a huge value in my life, I'm an in-person person. In-person person. Wow.
Yeah.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
So like texting to me is like not gonna make a difference. Like in the morning, like fine, like that's fine. But throughout the whole day, be like talking about your day. I'm like, bro, that's just mad extra.
Exactly.
Like I have friends who are couples and like I'm just like, you guys are so like
like it's I get it. Like I get it. And I actually spoke to someone about this today and he brought up some really good points. I'm gonna read out what he said. So he's like, we're talking about this and okay, wait. So he was saying basically like it's just, you know, even if you don't want to text all the time, like he's like, it's so easy for you to just be like, I'm busy right now or like I'm doing something, I'll text you later. And I was like, what's even the point of that? But then he brought up like a really good point because like for him, like having a text conversation is the equivalent of having a real life conversation. Like for him in his mind, like, you know, and that's not, and that's not crazy or anything. It's just everyone has different preferences, you know? So like for him, like when you dub him, you know, like via text message, he feels
like
you're dubbing him in the thing I don't like about our community is the fact that, like, I know that there's, like, mad reasons for it and there's reasons I don't understand and blah, blah, blah. But, like, I don't like when men and women are separated. And I don't like the way that men and women are separated. Like, I don't like the fact that, like, women, if they're praying, like, they're literally in, like, a closet. You know what I mean? Like, they're, like, they're not only in a different space, like if they were in a different space and that different space is like nice and clean and like beautiful, like that's one thing, but like they're in a different space and typically like that space is not as nice
and welcoming
as the men's section. I never liked that. And
it's funny because like the issue that you bring up, that's a really interesting, because growing up in Dallas, Texas, like that's not something we have much of an issue because the woman's space is just as big, if not bigger, than the male space. And I've noticed it coming into New York, a lot of these spaces are literally closet size. Literally closet size. And I don't know if it's because we're dealing with a different community or different kind of groups, like group of people, but it's ridiculous. How do they put people in that kind of space? How am I supposed to go to the masjid and feel like welcome? Like it's not a welcoming space, you know? Like I don't want to be stuffed in. Like I don't want to, like I want space where my room, I want to go and spend time at the mosque. I don't want to just, like the mosque is not just meant for prayers. You can spend your days there. You could do, you know, whatever you want. Like I want to be able to sit there and just relax whenever I'm tired. But I can if I'm like in a little closet, like it's just not realistic.
Yeah
I don't know if it's something about New York in general or if it's something, I don't know.
I wonder
why particularly.
Yeah, and on that note, like another thing that I like, you know, something I've just, you know, and again there's so many reasons for this and I get, you know, the reasons behind it, but something I've also noticed is just like the fact that like I feel like most girls growing up, not only in the Muslim community, in a lot of communities, like, they have a really strict curfew, and I get why. Like, I get why, but, like, it's different when your parents are saying, like, both of you can't go out. Like, both the boy and the girl can't go out.
And they'll apply the same rules. Like, if you're gonna do one or the other, apply the same rules to both.
Right,
you know?
And I feel like more often than not, I hear stories of, like, boys, like, living their lives, doing what they want, and, like, adventuring, and, like, learning and processing and, you know, experiencing life to the fullest and, you know, exploring their identity and what it means to be them. But then, like, the women on, or the girls on the other side at that time are like, no, you know, like, why are you going out for? Like, you can't go out.
Yeah,
you have to stay
I have
home
a lot of friends. It's like, it was crazy because, like, growing up, like, we're all girls in our family. And so growing up, my mom never applied those rules. Like, obviously, we had curfews. But once I had a car, like, I honestly, like, I could basically come home anytime. But a lot of times I would come home early just because, like, a lot of my friends who were in the same age group weren't allowed to, like, you know, even, like, past Maghrib, they had to be home. Like, they had to, or have to run and go back home. And I would just look at them and I'm like, why, though? We're literally at the masjid. We're hanging out at the masjid. Like, we're not even, like, going out to, you know, we could be anywhere, but we're literally at the mosque or the youth center. And they feel like, I have to go home. I can't. And it made me just wonder, like, when I'm like, well, but your brother can. I don't understand. And it's funny because usually the brothers who are allowed to usually are potheads or, like, usually drug dealers, like, or some sort. Not in all cases, but a lot of the, like, I've seen different cases where they are. And it's so funny. And then the brothers apply the same rules to their sisters. And they become very, like, you can't go out or you can't do this, you can't do that. Where they start following their parents, like, footstep, you know, kind of doing that, enforcing those same rules to their sister. It's kind of disgusting. I mean, I was just like, I can't imagine. And I mean, like, I don't know, I guess I'm just really thankful, but I've seen a lot of people who have to deal with that, and it's just so sad.
Yeah,
I just don't understand it at all.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can't even keep count of how many stories I've heard like that.
Yeah,
you know, like, I think in my situation I definitely like broke the rules a little bit in terms of, like, you know, curfew and all of this, but not in a way that was like that, where, like, you know, my family kind of let me and my sister just kind of chose to live that lifestyle. Like, she was very okay with, like, you know, being like coming home at an appropriate time and stuff like that. She didn't really have a reason to, like, stay out late or want to, like, stay out late. And if she did, you know, I would say my parents are divorced, so, like, my mom was, I would say, like, pretty flexible about that. But with me, it's a whole different story. They like to call me a rebel. I just say I was out there finding myself. That's my story.
That's a rebel, but okay.
That's two different things.
It's funny because I had a really good friend, still a good friend of mine. I wanted to take her and her sisters out to, like, go play. Like, we were going to go to, like, one of those jump houses, like, okay. You know.
Bouncy houses.
I don't know what you guys call them. But anyways, I was going, and then her brother comes up to me. He goes, I heard that you want to take my sisters out to, like, this thing. And I was like, yeah, it's cool. We're going to be chilling. He goes, I don't feel comfortable with letting you take my sisters. And I was like, wait, why? Like, I don't understand. He goes, well, you guys are jumping. And they said, we're going to be around you guys and jumping. And I'm like, why would you even think like that? Like, why is that the first thing that comes to your head? Like, dude, And then I was like, okay, fine, we'll go to the movies. And he goes, I don't feel comfortable to go with them going to the movies because it's dark. Anything could happen in the dark. I was like, wow, you... I don't even think her parents are like this. It's you. Like, it's just so disgusting. I was just like, I can't hang around with people like that. It's just so, like, why?
That's weird. It's weird.
No, it was super weird. And he goes, I don't recommend you going either to the jump house. And I was like, okay.
I'm going to go anyway.
I went. And I had fun. And... he's a loser. I don't even know. That is the weirdest thing.
It sounds pretty weird.
It is weird.
Yeah. I'd be uncomfortable from that.
Like, I think that's what it was. I was, like, not even, like, I was like, why would you even bring that up?
Yeah. But, I mean, I think that, like, that highlights, like, a really interesting point in, like, our community where, like, we have, like, so many, like, we have such a strong tradition in terms of, like, you know, again, she brought this up earlier, but, like, you know, the difference between religion and culture. Strong tradition and culture, because I don't think the religion says, you know, can't go to a jump house, you know what I mean? Like, that's definitely cultural. And just do well, do
question.
Good. Question.
When someone asks you, where are you from, or what do you identify as, do you go, I'm an American or I'm Egyptian?
Ooh, good question. I always say, I was born here, but my family's from Egypt.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Okay.
But... like, I've never, like, hidden that I'm Egyptian. Like, I never felt like I needed to.
So you're proud of both?
I'm proud of both, yeah, you know? And, like, I think what's weird about that is, Oh, like, being Egyptian specifically, and, like, my type of Egyptian, like, I'm light-skinned, so, like, a lot of people think I'm white. Sometimes it depends, like, some people think I'm white and then some people know I'm Egyptian because they know what Egyptian people look like, and I look very Egyptian. But I always found that kind of weird, you know, like the fact that, like, North Africans are, it's so weird, like, to me that's just so weird how, like, North Africans
are lighter.
No, they're white, like, legally, in this country. Like,
oh, they're
like,
so
if
so
I check
white.
That white
okay.
box, like, I'm good. Like, no one's going to question me,
yeah,
no problem.
Gucci.
I'm Gucci. And
I'm going to go press the white box, let's see what happens.
I never do, though. I don't think I've ever done it. I don't think I've ever done it. Maybe if I did, it was, like, years ago, but I always either write in other or, like, create my own box and just write Middle Eastern. Because it just, to me, it just doesn't make sense. Like,
you know the history behind that, right?
It
has to do with...
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
It's really interesting, and you should look into it. But it was... I think it was the Lebanese, when they first came to the United States, they wanted to be included in the census. The census. And they wanted to be included as... rather than Middle Eastern white or something like that. They want to be included with white.
That's so
but
weird.
Now it's funny because now we're going to a time where we're like, we don't want to identify as white anymore. We
yeah,
want to
I
be
mean,
part of
how can
our
I?
Own special. Yeah.
How can I identify
you
as white?
Still,
I just,
do you get the same privilege as a white? You know, like,
I don't know. Sometimes I think about that, though. I think hard. I'm just like, what would my life would have, like, what would it have been like if I, you know, Egyptian, whatever, Egyptian American, still, same, whatever, you know, parents still came at the same time, still born in the same month, whatever. But if my skin was just a little bit darker, you know? If my skin was just a little bit darker, like... Because I'm tan, you know? Like, people consider me, like, diversity,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, they know... I consider myself diversity, like, a person of color. But then I'm so light, so it's like... What would my life have been... Like, would I have gotten the same opportunity? Would the people who believed in me still... would they have believed in me or given me the same opportunities? I think about that all the time.
Mm. Question. That's interesting.
I don't know. I can't answer that.
I guess the real question is, I mean, you'll just never know, but, I mean, also just looking at other members around you who are a type of dark and see how their life is compared to yours. There's different type of opportunities, and people, like, hopefully good people are not going to look at you because of your skin color. Are not going to do. But the reality is we live in this world where people do judge and, you know, appearance do make a difference. Like, our appearance, you know, like, you'll see somebody and automatically make a judgment of them immediately.
Sorry,
or not give them a chance because of their skin color.
Well, that's what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
you might be in a different place. Who knows?
Yeah, because I still have, like, a weird name, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's, like, you know, if someone was just looking at my name, they'd still say, like, oh, this guy's from somewhere, you know?
Yeah,
he's not
ethnic. He's
yeah.
not...
He's not from, like, Long Island or
yeah,
whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Long Island.
Yeah, it's because it's ironic because my name is super, like, Americanized, I want to say. Or, like, more, less, like, Lena seems like something you could, like, kind of fall into any category. And then
yeah.
when they do see me, like, a lot of times I've been to job interviews and their faces kind of, like, go, oh, like, okay, you sounded very different and you seem different. So when you see, like, when they see me in person, they realize I'm hijabi. Of color, I think it throws them off.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've seen their faces all the time.
That's
so
weird.
Because supposedly I talk white, if, you know,
yeah,
quote
yeah,
unquote
yeah, that's
white,
a whole other topic.
You know?
Yeah.
And then me having a name like Lena, they're like us having this assumption of me. I come in person and they're like, oh, she's not who what we expected. You know, it's
so
interesting.
Weird.
It's so interesting. To see, but I've worked in a lot of industry, different industries, including like high-end retail, and it's a very interesting world, and it's very toxic too. So yeah, I think we still have a long way to go, though. I think so because this country, unfortunately, is rooted by a lot of racism, and it's still like really rooted in racism and hate and slavery.
But on the flip side, on the positive of that, I think there's no better time to be a person of color than right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, there's like. So many opportunities are sprouting, and there's so many people who are, like, you know, like, people who are, like, on the, like, the older end of our generation, or, like, in the generation before, who have been so successful as people of color that are providing more opportunities for people of color, and I think that streamline of impact is finally starting to show, and you're seeing, you know, so many college graduates who are people of color, and you're seeing so many professionals, and, you know, like industry leaders who are people
mm-hmm.
of color, and it's like, wow, like, this is awesome, this is dope, you know? Like, you know, when I meet people who are Arab or Muslim and they're just doing so many like you know, established things, and they have like such an empire around them, like, I just like, I'm just like, wow, like, this is
mm-hmm.
I'm like enamored by them, you know? It's beautiful. It's like, wow, like, I want to do that for myself.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to be able to like pass down wealth, and I want to be able to like pass down like knowledge to the next generation, and not have this the struggle that, you know, my parents had, where they kind of just came here and like worked and made money, but like investments, mutual funds, 401k, what?
Yeah.
You know, real estate, you know, like these things weren't like embedded in them, and why should it be, you know? But for me, and like going forward, like I feel like this is like what I have to do, you know, for the next generation.
Yeah.
All right, well, next time on Translating Muslims, we'll be talking about something else, so be sure to tune in.
Yes. Peace.
Peace out in the Middle East.
And East Africa.
And East Africa. How could I forget?
No, I'm just kidding.